嗨，大家好，我是 Lily， 欢迎来到这集的英语怎么说。今天我们要来讲到的这个主题是 How to end the conversation politely. How to end the conversation politely 就是如何礼貌的结束谈话。因为常常我们在跟外国人聊天的时候，并不清楚如何的礼貌结束对话，而且会常常感到非常的不自然。其实我们只要跟着这样子的步骤就可以了。我们可以第一个给一个离开的原因，再来第一个未来见面的计划，最后我们说再见。譬如 Look at the time. I'll have to get going. Let's get together soon. Bye for now. Look at the time 就是看时间啊，这个时候你可以拿出手机或者对着手腕看一下。 I'll have to get going.我得走了。Let's get together soon. 我们赶快再聚聚吧。Bye for now. 再见。好，我再说一次。Look at the time. I'll have to get going. Let's get together soon. Bye for now. Look at the time. I'll have to get going. Let's get together soon. Bye for now.当然很多时候我们也可以不要急着表示自己要离开，而是说对方可能很忙吧，需要先走了。譬如你可以这样说， Well, I won't keep you any longer. You're very busy. I'll call you next week. See ya. Well, I won't keep you any longer. 好的，我不要再留你了。You're very busy. 你很忙。I'll call you next week. 下周我再打电话给你。See you. 再见。所以在正式的场合呢，你可能会这么说， It's been a pleasure talking to you. 跟你讲到话很荣幸。It's been a pleasure talking to you. 接下来呢，就是计划的部分，因为表示礼貌，或者你跟对方并没有那么熟，你可以省略。所以你也可以这么说，I'll look forward to talking to you. I'll look forward to talking to you. 很期待再跟你说到话。Thank you very much. 非常谢谢你。Thank you very much. 好，今天 Lily 老师提供了三种可能的回答。你可以说 Look at the time. I'll have to get going. Let's get together soon. Bye for now. 或者是 Well, I won't keep you any longer. You're very busy.I'll call you next week. See ya. 或者是在正式场合， It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll look forward to talking to you again. Thank you very much.